RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, and Focus for Ukraine, Headline Newspaper, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia prepares patrol ship to observe Indonesian citizens being held by Philippine militant group. Indonesian government remains indecisive over resolving historic rights abuses. The Indonesian government continues to achieve maritime access. Now the news in detail. 10 Indonesian citizens at Barj Anan Tolof, bringing 209 tons of coal, has been hostage by Abu Sayyaf militant group in the Philippine waters. The militia is Abu Sayyaf insurgent group that consists of Muslim militia based in South Philippine islands such as Jolo, Basilan, and Mindanao. They ask ransom for 50 million pesos or 15 million rupiah or $1.1 by giving deadline until March 31, 2016. In response to this case, Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Mizar Riakudu to media after National Seminar of Defense Curriculum and State Defense Program at the Defense Ministry in Jakarta Tuesday said, Indonesian government keeps observing the Indonesian citizens through Indonesian Defense Attaché in the Philippines.
Kita dengan Menhan sana sudah berkoordinasi.
The Indonesian and the Philippine Defense Ministers have been coordinating. We have called the Indonesian Defense Attaché in the Philippines. The Indonesian Navy ships are patrolling around the Ambalat region. Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Mizar Riakudu also emphasized that the Philippine government has not asked assistance to Indonesia to deal with Indonesian citizens hostage by Abu Sayyaf militia. But when they asked Indonesia's readiness to give assistance, Minister Riakudu said that the country will undertake it. State Defense Program of the Indonesian Defense Ministry is developed continuously and introduced until the border areas. However, each border area has specific character in the implementation of the state defense. Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Mizar Riakudu to media after National Seminar of Defense Curriculum and State Defense at the Defense Ministry in Jakarta on Tuesday said Natuna Island region will hold state defense program by having military exercise for its people because the area has high risk, so the people must be ready for the threat against the Indonesia's sovereignty. The state defense program in Natuna Islands will have plus. Why? If there is threat on the islands, the people are afraid, they will understand. They will also join a little bit military exercise, especially the remote areas. The strength has been surveyed. We only wait for the budget. The Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Mizar Riakudu said further that to improve the border islands such as Natuna, they will deploy jet fighters, radar, air repellent strike, and one company of personnel of the Indonesian Air Force. A ship dock will be built, frigate patrol ships, one company of marine personnel, and one battalion of raiders of Indonesian Army will also be deployed there. The Indonesian government said that it had yet to decide on what actions to take to resolve historic human rights abuses, as several mechanisms were still being considered. As quoted by Jakarta Post, Presidential Chief of Staff Teten Mas Duki said that the government was still discussing what would be the best format for the solutions, whether it will take judicial or non-judicial measures. He also said that discussion was also seeking to find out whether the government needed to set up a special body tasked to solve historic human rights abuse cases, or if they would be solved by existing law enforcement institutions. He added that one of the challenges the government is facing in solving the cases was that some of the perpetrators has already died, making it hard for a judicial body to collect evidence to confirm their offenses. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has once again extended his support to tax officials carrying out their duties amid the challenges of meeting the government's high tax collection target. The president briefed 56 Echelon 1 and 2 officials working at the Taxation Directorate General and regional offices. It was his third visit to the Taxation Directorate General since assuming office in October 2014. It means that the president is giving full support to all tax officials. Considering that 2016 is the year of law enforcement for tax, such support is needed when tax officials crack down on rich tax evaders, including individuals with strong political ties or affiliations. President said that everybody is equal. If they have not paid their tax obligations, the government will make them pay. President emphasized that tax officials must be supported in order to achieve the tax revenue target, as it played a crucial role in financing development. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government continues to realize the maritime axis, among others, through the procurement of ships, port development, and the establishment of scheduled shipping. It was said by the Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan in a press conference with the Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, Maritime Coordinating Minister Rizal Ramli, and Trade Minister Thomas Lembong at the Presidential Palace Jakarta Tuesday. According to Jonan, the government also increased the pilot sea transport for passengers. In 2015, there were 86 pioneer routes, and in 2016, this will be increased to 96 routes. He mentioned from the 96 pioneering routes in 2016, 65% are available in the eastern region. According to Jonan, the government also appointed PT Pelni as a provider of goods transportation by sea with a scheduled departure time. The Transportation Ministry also mentioned non-tax revenues in the Directorate General of Sea also increased 100%. The Jakarta administration is set to cooperate with Italy to develop the local fashion industry. As quoted by Jakarta Post, Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama said the city administration would help artists and micro-entrepreneurs cooperate with fashion figures from Italy. Governor Ahok said Jakarta's artists and entrepreneurs will cooperate with fashion professionals from Italy. Jakarta administration will set up a co-working space near Melati Reservoir in Tanah Abang, Central Jakarta. Governor Ahok said the city administration hoped the artists and entrepreneurs would be able to participate in the annual Jakarta Fashion Week. He further explained that Italy was not only known for its fashion but also soccer. Then the city administration would send soccer and futsal players as well as other athletes to train in Italy. The last item. Being in charge of one of the biggest cacao-producing areas in Indonesia, the Central Sulawesi Administration is speeding up effort to improve the production of the commodity to meet high global demand. As quoted by Jakarta Post, Governor of Central Sulawesi, Longki Janggola, said his office had been carrying out a community-based cacao farming intensification program since 2015 in a 24,700 hectare area located in 9 regencies in the province. He further said Sigi Regency received the biggest allocation of 7,150 hectares because the location is close to the Palu City Special Economic Zone, which will become a cacao processing location. He also said the farmers had been provided with fertilizer as well as counseling during the intensification program. Longki said he was optimistic cacao production in the province would rise from the average 1 ton per hectare it was in 2015 to between 1.5 and 2 tons this year if the intensification program was carried out to its maximum capacity. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia prepares patrol ship to observe Indonesian citizens being held by Philippine militant group. Indonesian government remains indecisive over resolving historic rights abuses. The Indonesian government continues to achieve maritime access. That was the news.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. And if it's a beauty of measure, among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, here is the commentary entitled Forgotten South Pacific. Indonesia, with its free and active foreign policy, has forged many links with the neighboring countries. The territory proximity and cultural similarities has become a decisive element among the Southeast Asian countries. Hence, the Association of the Southeast Nations, or ASEAN, was formed. On the other hand, with the countries in the South Pacific region, Indonesia still needs to improve the cooperation. Though culturally, the region is very close to Indonesia. The people in South Pacific are believed to have originated from Indonesia, who later settled in the South Pacific. To strengthen cooperation and relations with the countries in South Pacific, Indonesia has sent the Coordinating Minister for Politics, Legal and Security Affairs, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, to the Fiji and Papua New Guinea from March 31st to April 1st. Deputy Coordinating Minister for Politics, Agus Barnas, explained on Monday, March 28th, that the trip to Fiji is a diplomatic visit and at the same time to deliver humanitarian aid to Fiji, which recently was disaster-stricken by a Winston typhoon. Indonesia's intention to strengthen diplomacy in the South Pacific is also in response to the increasing activity of the separatist Papua Liberation Movement in the region. The visit to Papua New Guinea is stressed on finding out the determination of Indonesian citizens from Papua who are living in the neighboring country. Whether they want to go back to the homeland or settle down there will be left entirely to them. Previously on February, Minister Luhut Panjaitan said that relations between Indonesia and the South Pacific region could still be improved. He admitted that Indonesia's desire to establish good relations with the countries in the South Pacific is due to the awareness that the region has some influence over Papua. Moreover, there is the insistence of the Defense Commission of the Parliament to strengthen Indonesia's role in the region, given the South Pacific countries are inhabited by the descendants of Melanesians, as the majority of the Papuan people. Among Indonesian leaders who had conducted a goodwill visit to the South Pacific is former President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, who attended the second summit of the Pacific Islands Development Forum in Nadi, Fiji capital, in June 2014. The next Indonesian diplomatic mission is the presence of Deputy Foreign Minister A.M. Fahir in the 20th summit of MSG, or Melanesian Spearhead Group, in Honiara, Solomon a year later. In both forums, Indonesia considers the importance of the South Pacific region in Indonesia's foreign policy. Indonesia should not underestimate the role of South Pacific countries. The similarity in the cultures and race between 11 million citizens of Indonesia, who are descendants of the Melanesians in Papua, West Papua, Maluku, North Maluku, and East Nusa Tenggara, with the South Pacific people is something that cannot be denied by the government. The desire of certain people who want to commit the acts of separatism requires the government of Indonesia to build the trust with the countries in the South Pacific region. And listener, that was commentary today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. We begin with an event on March 30, 1919, commemorates as an Indonesian National Film Day. Presidential Decree No. 25, 1999, decided March 30th as the National Film Day. The date was chosen because on March 30th, 1950, the first movie fully directed by Usmar Ismail, an Indonesian film artist entitled Darah dan Doa, or Long March of Siliwangi, was shot for the first time. Besides, Darah dan Doa was the first local movie produced officially by Indonesia as an independent country. The movie was produced by Indonesian National Film Company Perfini. The movie scenario, written by Sitor Situmorang, tells about an Indonesian revolution fighter who fell in love to a Dutch woman, his prisoner. We continue with the murder attempt against Ronald Reagan on March 30, 1981. The 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan was shot after getting out from a hotel in Washington, D.C., March 30, 1981. In his 16th day as the president, Reagan had serious injury on his chest so that he needed a surgery at George Washington University Hospital. The shooting done by John Warnock Hinckley also injured White House's spokesman James Brady, a president guard and a policeman. Fortunately, Reagan recovered and continued serving as president for two periods. We end today's segment of Today in History with an event on March 30, 1968. Jakarta History Museum was inaugurated. Fathahila Museum, officially named as Jakarta History Museum, is located at Taman Fathahila Street No. 1, West Jakarta. The museum had a long history, as well as ancient to post-independence collection. The architecture is still thick with Dutch culture. The museum was began constructed in the era of Governor General Jan Pieter Sonckens in 1620 and had shifted its functions for several times as court office, registry office, church, council office or college van Schepen, West Java Provincial Government Office from 1925 to 1942, Dai Nippon Logistic Office from 1942 to 1945, City Military Command Headquarters 0503 West Jakarta from 1952 to 1968. Finally, in 1968, this building was officially handed over to the government of Jakarta and inaugurated as Jakarta History Museum on March 30, 1974 by Jakarta Governor at that time, Ali Sadikin. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listener, welcome back to Voy Green. Today's edition features Pertamina operates eco-friendly ship. State oil and gas operator PT Pertamina added two efficient and eco-friendly ships called EcoShip. This was announced by Pertamina President Director Dwi Sucipto on Sunday, March 27. According to Dwi Sucipto, the two ships, namely MT Sanana and MT Serui, sister ships of MT Sanggau, which was handed over earlier in January 2016. The three ships will be used to carry crude oil to Pertamina refinery. The 40,000-long-ton deadweight ships were produced by New Times Shipyard in Jinjiang, Jiangsu Province, China, with each ship's worth $31 million. Dwi Sucipto explained the three ships have eco-friendly port and gas emission followed the International Maritime Organization Tier 2 standard. Dwi Sucipto added, the new technology applied in the engine made the ship fuel consumption 5-7% more efficient. Each ships are able to carry 315,000 barrels of crude oil, or far bigger than regular ships with the same weight, which can carry around 200,000 barrels only. This helps Pertamina to save costs. The transport cost efficiency can make Pertamina final products to have high competitiveness. Dwi Sucipto said, besides eco-friendly, the ships also prioritize safety factors and are expected to be a role model for ship companies, especially in Indonesia, to provide positive contribution to the country not only economically but also operationally and environmentally. Meanwhile, as a form of compliance of Pertamina to the cabotage principle in the spirit to encourage domestic maritime business, all crew members of the ship are the best sailors of Indonesia. That was Voy Green.
Listener, here is the headlines of several national newspapers published today, March 30th, 2016. We begin the headlines with Tempo, which wrote, "Government rejects Abu Sayyaf's demand." The government of Indonesia had signaled not to fulfill the demand of Abu Sayyaf Group, which took hostage of Indonesian boat sailing from Sungai Puting, South Kalimantan, to the Batangas, South Philippines. Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung said President Joko Widodo had instructed the National Police Chief General Badrodin Haiti to take measures soon, including coordinating with the Foreign Affairs Ministry and the National Army. Pramono Anung added the government in this matter should not be afraid of any robbers. Abu Sayyaf is holding in two ships, Brahma 12 tugboat and Anan 12 barge, carrying 7,000 of coals and 10 Indonesian crews. According to Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi, on Tuesday, March 29th, Brahma 12 had been released and now is under Philippines authority, while Anan 12 and its 10 members are not located yet. Indonesian Defense Minister said the National Army cannot easily head any operation because of the location being in other regions, which is Philippines, but he will coordinate with the Philippines Defense Minister. Still on the same issue, Media Indonesia wrote TNI prepares hostage release. While waiting for negotiation by the government, Indonesian National Army or TNI prepared to release 10 Indonesians in the Brahma 12 and Anan 12 taken hostage by the militant group Abu Sayyaf in the Philippines region. Until now, the government through the Foreign Affairs Minister kept coordinating with various parties, including the Philippines authority, to solve the issue. Listener, we continue the headlines with Kompas. The government sets supervisory standard. In order to speed up the import and export for the sake of business certainty, time efficiency, license cost, and dwelling time, Government of Indonesia increased supervisory effectiveness and risk management integration between the government and related institutions. When announcing the 11th economic package, Economic Coordinating Minister Darmin Nasution said, with Indonesian single risk management, 18 ministries and institutions will share same standard. Minister Darmin Nasution explained at the port there are goods which enter the green lane with shorter time and red lane with longer time. The issue is that there were 18 ministries and institutions with authority to decide the green or red lane stages. Each ministries and institutions had their own assessment. According to Minister Nasution, this must be changed into Indonesian single risk management with one standard and assessment. Listener, we end headlines with Republika, which wrote, "Poultry traffic tightened." The government will tighten the poultry traffic from one region into another. Agriculture Minister's Farm and Animal Health Directorate General, Animal Director Ikuto Diarmito, said the traffic management is important to prevent epidemic. According to Diarmito, the government currently is still deploying monitoring team cooperating with the local government. He expected all team to monitor and have double examination of the false health and health document sent through the Bakahuni port, Lampung, and Merak in Banten. Based on his observation, the peak of avian flu had occurred on March, yet with significantly increase in April. However, according to him, the strategic measures are still being developed with early detection system, immediate report, and quick response. Some regional governments also tightened the measures to prevent the avian flu from spreading widely. And listener, that was the headlines.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to News in Brief. 10 Indonesian citizens at barge Anan 12 bringing 209 tons of coal has been hostage by Abu Sayyaf militant group in the Philippine waters. The militia is Abu Sayyaf insurgent group that consists of Muslim militia based in the southern Philippine island such as Jolo, Basilan, and Mindanao. They ask ransom for 50 million pesos or 15 million rupiah or $1.1 by giving deadline until March 31st, 2016. State Defense Program of the Indonesian Defense Ministry is developed continuously and introduced until the border areas. However, each border area has specific character in the implementation of the state defense. The Indonesian government said that it had yet to decide on what actions to take to resolve historic human rights abuses, as several mechanisms were still being considered. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has once again extended his support to tax officials carrying out their duties amid the challenges of meeting the government's high tax collection target. The Indonesian government continues to realize the maritime axis, among others, through the procurement of ships, port development, and the establishment of scheduled shipping. It was said by Transportation Minister Ignatius Jonan in a press conference with the Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, Maritime Coordinating Minister Rizal Ramli, and Trade Minister Thomas Lambong at the Presidential Palace, Jakarta, Tuesday. Jakarta administration is set to cooperate with Italy to develop the local fishing industry. As quoted by Jakarta Post, Governor Basuki Ahok Cahyapurnama said the city administration would help artists and micro entrepreneurs cooperate with fashion figures from Italy. Being in charge of one of the biggest cocoa producing areas in Indonesia, the Central Sulawesi administration is speeding up effort to improve the production of the commodity to meet high global demand. Listener, that was News in Brief.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. gmail.com or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz or through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Rio Island Province. Stay tuned. Listeners, Bintan is the biggest island in Riau Island Province and has around 3,000 big and small islands. The location of Bintan is very strategic because it is located at the southern peninsula of Malaysia, precisely at Malacca Straits, so that, since the past, many ships have stopped over in Bintan. Now many foreign tourists visit Bintan to enjoy natural tour, especially marine tour. The most favorite destination on this island is Bintan Resort. It is a spectacular beach in the north with 23,000 hectares wide on the white sand facing South China Sea. Besides Bintan Resort, there are still many beautiful beaches on this island. Besides Bintan Resort, another tourism destination on Bintan Island is Bugis Beach. It is located in the West Bintan, precisely at Bugis Hamlet, Tanjung Uban Village, North Bintan Sub-District. Bugis Beach has around 2 km coastal line. The panorama which is presented is quite beautiful and flat white sand and clear water. To go to the beach from Bintan City, you can use land transportation to Bulang Linggi Tanjung Uban Seaport. From the seaport, the beach can be accessed around 10 minutes. Bintan City can be accessed from Jakarta by using airplane. You can do many tour activities at the beach because its beach has a fairly wide area. If you want to play water, you rent inner tire as a float, kayak boat and canoe. And if you are tired, you can rent gazebo which is made from wood with a zago palm roof. Listeners, Bugis Beach has many facilities such as beach sport and stalls which sell various snacks and beverages. So you do not have to worry. After being satisfied touring at Bugis Beach, you can come to Sakera Beach, which is not far from Bugis Beach. Thank you. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonderful. Today we meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, here is the Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and expressions as well as their use in conversation. Today's topic is pergi berenang, or in English, going swimming. Stay tuned. As usual, I will say the English vocabulary and expression related to our topic today. I will say them twice slowly, and you can follow after me. Pergi berenang. Pergi berenang. In English, going swimming. Hari Minggu. Hari Minggu. In English, Sunday. Berenang. Berenang. In English, to swim. Bersama-sama. Bersama-sama. In English, together. Maaf. Maaf. In English, sorry. Belajar. Belajar. In English, to study. Ujian. Ujian. In English, examination. Fisika. Fisika. In English, physics. Bahasa Inggris. Bahasa Inggris. In English, English. Berapa lama? Berapa lama? In English, how long? 5 hari, 5 hari. In English, 5 days. Setelah, setelah. In English, after. Bagaimana, bagaimana. In English, how. Nonton film, nonton film. In English, to watch movie. Di bioskop, di bioskop. In English, at cinema. Mengajak, mengajak. In English, to invite. Teman lain. Teman lain. In English, other friends. Now, here is a conversation example between Budi or A and Rudy or B. I will say them twice slowly, and of course, you can follow after me. Rudy, hari Minggu kita berenang sama-sama ya. Rudy, hari Minggu kita berenang bersama-sama ya. In English, Rudy, let's go swimming on Sunday. B, maaf, aku mau belajar. Maaf, aku mau belajar. In English, I'm sorry, I want to study. Hari Senin, aku ada ujian fisika dan bahasa Inggris. Hari Senin, aku ada ujian fisika dan bahasa Inggris. In English, I got physics and English exam on Monday. A. Berapa lama kamu ujian? Berapa lama kamu ujian? In English, how long will the exam be? B. 5 hari. 5 hari. In English, 5 days. A. Setelah ujian selesai, bagaimana kalau kita berenang bersama? Setelah ujian selesai, bagaimana kalau kita berenang bersama? In English, how about we swim after your exam? B. Baiklah, setelah berenang kita bisa lanjutkan nonton film di bioskop. Baiklah, setelah berenang kita bisa lanjutkan nonton film di bioskop. In English, alright, after swimming we can watch a movie at the cinema. A. Setuju, setuju. In English, I agree. Aku juga akan mengajak teman lain. Aku juga akan mengajak teman lain. In English, I will also invite other friends. B. Ya, kita berangkat bersama-sama. Ya, kita berangkat bersama-sama. In English, yeah, let's go together. Listener, that's the Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. We'll meet again next week with other interesting topic. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. Today, I'll present you to an Indonesian talented and famous singer, Hetty Koesendang, in pop edition. To initiate today's music corner, let's listen to the first song by Hetty Koesendang entitled Kemuning.
Sepoi-sepoi menyebar harum mewangi bunga kemuning. Di puncak bukit yang sepi bagai tak akan pernah layu selamanya.
Listener, you have just listened to the song Kemuning. Hetty Koesendang is famously known as versatile singer who can bring many genres of music very well.
Hetty Kusmadewi Endang, known as Hetty Kus Endang, who was born in Jakarta on August 6, 1957, was firstly came to the music world at the age of 14 years. She has dozens of achievements in the singing competitions or Indonesian pop song festivals since the beginning of her career. Not only in the national level, but she also got many achievements in the level of ASEAN and the world. Hetty Kus Endang got achievement in the National Festival of the Indonesian Pop Singer in 1977, the achievement of the World Pop Song Festival 1981 in Tokyo, Japan. Her vocal maturity as a singer in the 1970s era still exists amid emerging young singers in the country's music industry. Mother of four children, accepted a lot of invitation to perform in Malaysia and Singapore. Well, listener, now I'll dedicate to you the coming song of Hetty Kus Endang, entitled Dingin, composed by Rinto Harahap.
Dingin, dingin hati ini tambah dingin.
During her singing career, Hetty Koes Endang has ever lived in Malaysia for 5 years from 1992 to 1997. After that, went back to Indonesia and continued her career not only as a singer, but she also began his career in the film industry, such as the film directed by Ratno Timur, Akulah Vivian, and Asoy. Currently, she joined in a program of Dangdut Academy, served by a private television station in the country. Hetty said that the Dangdut lovers are mostly from Indonesia, Singapore, Malaysia, and Brunei Darussalam. According to her, Dangdut is not popular yet among communities abroad, but do not close to the opportunity for Indonesia to introduce Dangdut as the original music to the world. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Yang Sangat Kusayang and Rindu. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.